In 2077, a meteorite obliterated northern Italy, killing 600,000 people and finally awakening humanity to the existential threat posed by near-Earth objects. From this tragedy emerged Project Space Guard, a global defense system uniting former adversaries in tracking any celestial body that might threaten Earth. By 2130, this sophisticated network identified approximately 12 new asteroids daily, with quantum computers calculating trajectories for over 500,000 tracked objects. When Object 31439 appeared on Mars-based radar screens, it initially seemed like just another asteroid. But its unusual characteristics quickly captured scientific attention. Detected at unprecedented distance, estimated at 40 kilometers in diameter, and following a hyperbolic rather than elliptical orbit. This wasn't a solar system native. It was passing through at over 100,000 kilometers per hour. When Dr. William Stinton discovered it rotated every 4 minutes, impossibly fast for a natural object that size, scientists realized they were witnessing something extraordinary. The object's perfect cylindrical shape defied all known models of asteroid formation. Images from space probe CETA transfixed humanity. A geometrically perfect cylinder, 50 kilometers long and 20 across, unmistakably artificial. The perfect symmetry and smooth surface, broken only by a single kilometer-wide stain, left no doubt about its manufactured nature. Initial analysis revealed a metallic composition unlike anything in humanity's material science database, with unique reflective properties that made the cylinder shimmer with an otherworldly iridescence. Humanity was about to receive its first visitor from the stars. The Space Advisory Council voted to redirect a probe to intercept the mysterious hollow object, naming it Rama, after the Hindu god. As Commander Norton's Endeavour approached, the artifact's scale became overwhelming, a perfect cylinder weighing 10 trillion tons, rotating every 4 minutes to create artificial gravity inside. Norton established humanity's first presence with the words, "Rama Base, Endeavour has landed." The landing site near Rama's North Pole provided a natural mooring between pillbox structures. With just 3 weeks before they'd need to separate to avoid the sun, time was precious. After monitoring the vessel, Norton and Lieutenant Commander Mercer conducted the first EVA, discovering a mechanism that opened the wall and released Rama's atmosphere. Norton's solo journey through the final airlock paralleled Carter's discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb. Drifting into darkness at his safety line's end, he found himself at the highest point of an inside-out world. His flare revealed the cylinder's interior surface with possible forests or towns, geometric networks, and a cylindrical sea encircling everything. The team mapped Rama's interior using flares, revealing a cavity 50 kilometers long by 16 wide. The northern hemisphere contained 3-kilometer-long ladders set 120 degrees apart, each ending at a terrace leading to massive stairways with approximately 30,000 steps. The southern hemisphere featured a huge central spike surrounded by 6 smaller ones. Between the hemispheres lay the central plain, the cylindrical main section divided by a cylindrical sea containing an oval island with tall structures they named New York. Commander Norton led the initial descent team. As they descended, they experienced increasing artificial gravity from Rama's spin. The air was musty but nearly breathable at 30% of Earth's pressure. The massive stairway evoked awe comparable to Aztec ruins but on a vastly larger scale. Despite potentially being millions of years old, everything appeared pristine. Upon reaching the plain, they noted freezing temperatures and absolute silence, where sounds vanished without echoes. Lieutenant Calverb observed this was humanity's first experience breathing another world's atmosphere, suggesting the Raymonds were oxygen breathers, possibly 50% taller than humans. Imagine standing on a stairway where down points outward toward the walls of a spinning cylinder and the horizon curves upward until it's directly overhead. This was the disorienting reality of exploring Rama, a world turned inside out. The team continued toward Paris, planning to examine the Strait Valley, a 40-meter-deep trench resembling an irrigation canal. Norton rappelled down to find the bottom covered with translucent, ice-like material with high friction. A profound silence weighed on them, quiet so absolute it demanded reverence. In Rama, the absence of sound was as tangible as the alien structures themselves. After weeks in darkness, a dramatic transformation began. The cylindrical sea started breaking up with thunderous reports. As solar heat penetrated Rama's hull, the ice fractured, first in hairline cracks, then massive fissures spiderwebbing across the surface. Winter was ending in this artificial world, following patterns programmed eons ago by its creators. Commander Norton ordered an evacuation through the 0.2G environment. Partway up the ladder, a soundless concussion of light flooded the cylinder as dawn broke. The fully illuminated Rama revealed its alien grandeur. Most striking was the cylindrical sea, a vertical band of water wrapped around the interior, defying physics. Norton observed mist rising from the newly thawed sea, tilting with Rama's rotation before dissolving in turbulent patterns. The first tropical storm in perhaps millions of years was brewing in this ancient vessel. After the storm passed, Norton's team returned to a transformed Rama. The atmosphere had become perfectly breathable with tropical humidity. Most dramatically, the cylindrical sea had changed from blue to pea green, now teeming with rapidly multiplying spherical microorganisms. At New York, the crew discovered not a city, but an enormous machine resembling a chemical plant. Here, they encountered the first active entities in Rama, crab-like biots, biological robots, methodically sorting debris, completely indifferent to humans. As Rama approached the sun, tensions escalated. The Hermian government, fearing Rama's trajectory, launched a nuclear missile without consultation. Norton faced a profound moral choice, concluding, "The human race has to live with its conscience. Survival is not everything." Lieutenant Rodrigo successfully neutralized the bomb. In their final exploration, the team found a temple of glass containing holographic images of a Raman, a tall, three-armed creature about 2.5 meters high. Their exploration ended when Rama began powering up for departure. 5 million kilometers from the sun, Rama transformed, creating a perfectly reflective shield to harness solar energy. It swung around the sun, changing direction 90 degrees toward the Greater Magellanic Cloud, showing complete indifference to the worlds it had disturbed. Despite his mission's success, Norton felt profound loss, having failed to understand the Raman's true nature. They had merely used our solar system as a refueling stop before continuing onward. The encounter left humanity with more questions than answers. Who built this artifact? Where were they going? Dr. Carlisle Pereira noted that the Ramans do everything in threes, evident in the three-armed biots, stairways, and straight valleys, suggesting a fundamental pattern that might help decipher more of the Raman mystery. If the Ramans truly operate in threes, might more cylindrical worlds be heading toward us? This possibility invites us to imagine future encounters. In the vastness of space, we're merely one species on an unremarkable planet. Yet our curiosity gives us purpose. Rama's visit reminds us that wisdom begins with acknowledging how much we have yet to learn, and perhaps wondering who else might be looking back at us from the night sky.